You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. A village near Harrogate has launched a new service for its elderly and vulnerable residents. Darley's Village Shop is making and delivering meals on wheels. Project manager Helen Flynn has been telling us more.
The shop and cafe produces the meals, and then we supply a pool of volunteer drivers who've all been checked, DBS checked, etc., so that they can deliver the meals in the local area. So it's kind of a partnership, really, between a local volunteer group and the shop. The idea of setting it up in that way was so that we can hopefully build a service that's sustainable, because the shop is obviously charging money for the meal, which is fair enough. You'd expect that in Meals on Wheels. But the difficulty it would have would be in actually delivering them. So if we get together as a team of volunteers, then we can do that and help our elderly and vulnerable people. And it means that the shop can keep on going offering the service because it's not losing money.
As we've talked about in the past, places like Darley, some people can feel quite isolated because they don't have transport. And so something like this really is important to them, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, we do have a high percentage of elderly and vulnerable people living in our community. And transport is an issue for them. But it's more the fact that even though people can cook meals for themselves or what have you, this provides them with a really nutritious, freshly cooked meal that's been cooked on the doorstep and is delivered within, you know, between 5 and 15 minutes. So it's this idea of having a really good meal delivered, you know, to the doorstep that elderly and vulnerable people have not had to make themselves for a reasonable cost. So basically we're providing a hot meal and also a dessert as well. And so that can provide them with a very substantial meal on the 2 days. We only do offer the service on a Monday and a Thursday. So it's this idea about not just the social isolation, but actually really good nutrition as well.
And of course, something like this does rely on volunteers, and you're looking for more people to get involved, aren't you?
Yes, we are. I mean, we've been very fortunate, actually, because we've had, so far, we've got a team of about 8 volunteer drivers. But obviously, we're picking up new service users, people who want to use the service virtually on a daily basis at the moment. We're basing the service mainly in Darley, but also generally in the parish. And then we will go out to Dacre Banks and Burstwith as well, Thornthwaite, places like that. So it's really a question of us getting more volunteer drivers so that we can reach more people.
And just looking at the shop and cafe, is that proving popular with locals too?
Oh, absolutely. Not just locals, I should add. We have people visiting the area, cycling groups, what have you, using the shop, because obviously it's open Saturday and Sunday. The football teams that play are actually on the playing fields in Darley. Obviously, they're big users of the facility for bacon sandwiches, cups of tea, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's going really well, and people do seem to really appreciate having services back in the village. And not only that, but being able to buy fresh fruit and veg, local meats, cheeses, that kind of thing, local bread, which is fantastic, milk. And it's just really nice to have that facility on the doorstep. Again, it's this thing about having good locally sourced food available to people who are living in the local area. People seem to really love it, yes.
Just going back to your point earlier about social isolation, something like this shop and cafe, that's a great way to get people talking to each other as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, any time I go in there, you know, you can't help but bump into someone that you know and you haven't seen for a while, you have a chat with. It's just really, I mean, that was the main reason why myself and my colleagues, you know, got together in the first place. Yes, having services back in the village is really important, but it was more this idea of a social hub, somewhere where on a daily basis people can get together just to have a chat. And that's particularly important for people living on their own, and more elderly people who are living on their own. You know, they can have a walk down to the shop if they're able to, which is good. It's good, healthy walk down to the shop, say, you know, quarter of a mile, half a mile, where you can have a chat with someone when you get there. I mean, obviously the people who work there are very friendly, but not just them. It's just running into people and having a chat, find out what's happening in the local area. And that's the thing that is the single most important thing about the project to me, and I know to my colleagues, and has made it really, really worthwhile.